Although I was born in Montreal, went to school in the Maritimes, and served at Canadian Armed Forces bases in Manitoba and Nova Scotia, I did most of my growing up here, near this park. Today, though, I stand here as the Member of Parliament for Durham, a job I've held since 2012, when I was first elected. And let me tell you, it's not a job I take lightly. Because from an early age, my four siblings and I were taught the importance and value of public service. We learned those lessons from our dad, who spent close to three decades serving the people of this community in government, and from our mom, who was a teacher and later a school board trustee. They taught us the values of hard work, helping others, and being committed to something bigger than yourself. That is in part why I first decided to enter politics 4 years ago. And I'm glad I took that chance. I'm grateful for the trust that the people of Durham have placed in me. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Harper, our government provided strong and steady leadership. We weathered the global economic crisis better than any other country. We rebuilt the Canadian Armed Forces. We weren't afraid to make difficult decisions or to take a strong stance on the world stage. And while Canadians decided it was time for a change last October, our party is far from broken. The Conservative Party of Canada remains strong and united, and it's made up of men and women with diverse backgrounds from across this great country. As we look to the future and begin to write the next chapter in our party's story, our priorities are clear. We need to reconnect with more Canadians. We need to show Canadians that government can and must be more than Sunny Way's slogans and photo ops. We need to build on the strengths and successes of our past while actively seeking opportunities to win back the trust of Canadians. With the right leadership, our party can once again show Canadians that we're there for them and their families. Our party needs a leader with experience, a track record of getting things done, and someone with a fresh perspective. I believe that I have these qualities, and that's why I'm proud to be here today in my hometown to announce that I'm entering the race to become the next leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. Notre parti a besoin d'un chef qui a de l'expérience, qui a un bilan de travail accompli et qui a une nouvelle perspective. Je crois que j'ai les atouts requis et c'est pourquoi je suis fier d'être ici aujourd'hui dans ma ville natale pour annoncer ma mise en candidature pour devenir le prochain chef du Parti conservateur du Canada. I believe that I have the experience and track record to help our conservative team win back the trust of Canadians. From my years in uniform and my time in the private sector, to my experience as an MP and cabinet minister, I've learned what it takes to lead and to succeed. Mon expérience en tant que membre des Forces armées canadiennes dès le jeune âge de 18 ans, mes années dans le secteur privé, mon arrivée à Ottawa en tant que membre du Parlement, suivi d'avoir été nommé au cabinet, m'ont bien préparé et démontré que j'ai le leadership requis pour réussir en tant que chef. I want to take the lessons I've learned over my 43 years, going back to my time as a kid in these suburbs, and apply them to the leadership of our party and of our country. But today, all I ask is for Canadians to take the time to get to know me and the Conservative team a little better. We will be there for you and your families in 2019. Merci. Thank you very much.